office hates the lawman. See, the public hates you because you're nailing and jailing them, and the brass hates you because you can get them in trouble if you do something wrong. I mean, if you do something wrong, the brass will throw you to the wolves. I mean, they'll drop you like a bad habit. So you got no friends. You can't confide in your shift commander. The only buddy you can confide in is your brother officer. And you tell him one day that you'd like to transfer to the K-9 division. You say, boy, wouldn't it be great patrolling Anacostia with that big German Shepherd back there? Every now and then you just open the door and let that dog just fly out of there. Yeah, you've heard of dogs eating Alpo. Well, I'll have mine eating Velcro. Ah! And you laugh about it, how you'll brutalize the public when you get your dog. But you got to go to the oral boards, and you can't tell them the reason you want to go to the K-9 division is because you want to brutalize the public. No, you tell them that as you're sitting there, you say, well, the reason I want to be in the K-9 division is I admire the relationship with man and animal. And I feel oftentimes that if I had an animal by my side, I'd be less likely to use my sidearm or even my nightstick because the dog is very intimidating. And I think I could better serve the public. Just then your questioner pounds on the desk and says, what are you trying to pull, officer? I heard you talking at the last choir practice about how you wanted to turn the dog loose. Get out of my office. You ain't transferring to K-9. You're looking at him transfer you right out of here. Get out of here.
So you leave there and you're angry. You are angry.
Angry!
So you tiptoe over to the K-9 division and you say, hey, bub, I want to borrow this dog for a second here. Come here, boy. Come on. Come on. And you grab him and you put him in that questioner's car. Yeah, that maggot sergeant who wouldn't let you in the K-9 division, you open the trunk and you put that dog in there. You put the dog in there, and then you make an anonymous phone call.
Hello, Sergeant. Someone's planted contraband in your trunk. Better get over there right away.
So sure enough, the sergeant says, my God, someone's trying to contraband here.
He runs out to the parking lot there with his shotgun in his hand, opens that trunk, and surprise! Before you know it, that dog is chewing on that sergeant's tuckers. He's just chewing on those glutes, buddy! Sergeant's lying there bleeding, screaming, say something to the dog! Say something! So you look at the dog and say, bon appetit!
He's shrieking live on Friday night, The Grease Man on DC 101.